Konnichiwa from BA. This is a Rorschach Japan update from the 23rd of April 2024. A quick summary of what's going down in Japan. On Monday the 22nd, North Korea launched a ballistic missile that fell into the Sea of Japan outside of Japan's exclusive economic zone. It reached a height of about 50 kilometers or 31 miles and flew 250 kilometers or 155 miles. This marks the fourth time that North Korea launched a ballistic missile this month. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshimasa Hayashi lodged a protest against North Korea through the embassy in Beijing. He said that the launches threatened the peace and security of the entire region. North Korea wasn't just launching missiles either. On Friday the 19th, their vice foreign minister released a statement in his country's government-run media criticizing U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield for visiting Japan and South Korea to discuss sanctions against North Korea now that the UN sanctions have expired. The statement called Japan and South Korea inferior countries and accused the ambassador of begging for aid. The vice minister said that the U.S. should focus on resolving issues in the Middle East instead. China and South Korea also issued statements, but not about the U.S. ambassador. They took issue with Prime Minister Fumio Kishida making a ritual offering at the Yasukuni Shrine in Tokyo on Sunday the 21st for the Spring Festival. Yasukuni Shrine honors the Japanese soldiers who died in World War II, a time when Japan was invading its neighboring countries. Kishida has been making offerings every spring and autumn festival. The Chinese embassy said that the offerings were upsetting to those that Japan heard during the war. South Korea's foreign ministry said they were deeply disappointed and that Japan should look more honestly at history and repent for its past. In domestic news, tragedy struck on Saturday the 20th when two helicopters of Japan's Maritime Self-Defense Force, or MSDF, crashed during training near the Izu Islands, a series of islands stretching into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Tokyo. The MSDF and Coast Guard rescued one of the helicopter's occupants who later died. They are still looking for the other seven crew members who were on board. The defense minister said that they found parts of the aircraft in the sea, including the flight recorders. The helicopters were conducting nighttime training to search for submarines. The ministry said it believes that they might have collided mid-air and on Monday the 22nd started analyzing the data from the flight recorders. To be safe, the ministry is grounding all helicopters of the same type until they have finished investigating. Unfortunately, that wasn't the only recent tragedy. Last week, a fire in a lodging house in Kawasaki City, located near Tokyo, killed two people. Firefighters investigated the scene and said that a portable battery charger likely started the fire. The guest assigned to the room wasn't there during the fire, but said he left his device behind to charge. The National Institute of Technology and Evaluation warned that chargers can cause a fire when they are defective or if people leave them somewhere hot. The institute advised people not to leave chargers unattended while charging and to avoid putting them near flammable materials, in direct sunlight, or anywhere likely to heat up. For the latest in business, on Friday the 19th, the Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry said it plans to give 72 billion yen, or $470 million, in subsidies to five companies to build supercomputers that can take AI to the next level. The ministry aims to reduce Japan's reliance on U.S. tech firms for generative AI, which has spread it far and wide in a very short time. They said the subsidies are crucial for national security. The subsidies will cover one-third of major companies' costs and half of smaller firms' costs. The ministry will give the largest amount to Sakura Internet, an IT firm, at over $2 million. Japan's government isn't the only one with high expectations for Japanese tech. OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT, announced that it would put its first Asian office in Tokyo. They hope to create a new language model specializing in Japanese language and culture. They plan to work with the Japanese government in developing rules and guidelines for generative AI technology. An expert on tech startups said that this situation is similar to when Google looked to create a new branch in Japan. He also said that, in general, Japan's government is very open and welcoming to new AI technology, with some municipalities across the country using it to generate schedules, post notices, and so on. Many of the big tech companies, including Google, are already looking to expand their services in Japan, so OpenAI is in for a lot of competition. But as daunting a competitor as Google is, the government has been scrutinizing it lately for monopolizing the market. Google dominates the keyword-targeted online advertising market in Japan and has provided technical assistance to LY Corporation, best known for its messaging app LINE and search engine Yahoo Japan, since 2010. On Monday the 22nd, the Japan Fair Trade Commission said that Google violated Japan's antitrust law by asking LY Corporation to stop part of their advertising services for 7 years between 2015 and 2022. Google admitted to the allegation and gave the Fair Trade Commission a plan on how it would prevent future violations. Authorities are more wary of tech giants monopolizing the market and are increasing monitoring with on-site inspections and taking strict measures against violations. Hopefully, authorities will give equal scrutiny to Konan Medical Center, a hospital in the western city of Kobe, where Mr. and Mrs. Takashima, the parents of the late Shingo Takashima, a 26-year-old doctor who worked there, are suing the hospital for $1.5 million for the death of their son. The young doctor committed suicide in May 2022 and had logged over 200 hours of overtime in the month before his death. A local labor standards inspection office had warned the hospital to create a better working environment, but the hospital did not reduce Takashima's workload and also made him do self-study that they didn't count toward his work hours. The parents said that their son developed depression and killed himself because the hospital overworked him. Moving on, ride-sharing services started running in the country earlier this month. Before, the government had banned them in Japan except for areas without public transport. However, as the taxi industry faces an ever-growing problem of driver shortages, the government decided to allow ride-sharing in certain areas, including Tokyo. Even so, Japan's version of ride-sharing has a lot of restrictions. Ride-share companies don't work directly through an app. They have to partner with taxi companies, which hire drivers and operate the services. The idea is that the taxi company will be able to properly train drivers, carry out inspections, and make sure that the passengers are safe. The ride-sharing apps still work almost the same as in other countries, except that users can choose a taxi or rideshare. If things go well, the government may allow such services to expand and pull back restrictions further. In sports, baseball star Shohei Ohtani set a new record for most home runs by a Japanese player on Sunday the 21st. Hideki Matsui held the old record, having hit 175 home runs after playing in over 1,200 games. On Sunday the 21st, Ohtani hit his 176th home run when his team, the Los Angeles Dodgers, faced off against the New York Mets. It was Ohtani's 725th game. Ohtani isn't the only one making waves. Yuna Yamada, a first-year junior high school student from Sapporo City in Hokkaido Prefecture, won the top prize in the classical dance category for girls aged 9 to 11 at the Youth America Grand Prix Finals held in New York this month. Yamada thanked her supporters and said she hoped to become a ballerina who could make everyone smile. In addition to Yamada, Kohaku Kihara, another first-year junior high school student, won second place in the contemporary dance category for boys aged 9 to 11. Kihara said he wants to become a renowned dancer on the global stage. And that's it for this week. Hey listeners, we have an unusual question for you. Have you ever had to choose a restaurant to go to, or a movie or something with a group of friends or family? And it was not so easy to choose, took a long time and was just difficult and maybe a bit unpleasant? Rorschach is working on a way to make that much easier. If you're interested, we could use your help. If you want to help out or try it out, let us know at info@rorschach.com. And thanks, Matane!